Hi, I'm Nancy Stagnita, instructor of flute at Interlochen Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nancy Stagnita. That was Interlochen's own Nancy Stagnita playing our theme on her flute. If you'd like to be featured on the show playing the Kids Commute theme on any instrument at all, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Well, hello and happy Friday, Kids Commuters. Welcome to the last day of Randomizer Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Tony Barrow and I had fun picking out random fun things for you to listen to, and we will answer our Quizlet later in the show. Today, it's the one with the cannons, only no cannons. What am I talking about? The 1812 Overture, but we're going to hear a very special version. Now, if you want to know everything about the 1812 Overture, spend half an hour with our summer listening episode. We made one of those last year that gets into every single detail of 1812, and you can find a link for that on today's post at kidscommute.org. The 1812 Overture was written by the Russian composer Peter Tchaikovsky, and he wrote it to tell the story of Russia defending itself against the invading French army in the year 1812. So it's a big patriotic piece of music with lots of booming and cannons and all kinds of big sounds. But we're about to hear it done with voices by the Swingle Singers. The Swingle Singers were put together by a fellow named Ward Swingle, who thought it would be fun to mix classical and pop ideas. I first discovered the Swingle Singers by accident when I bought one of their records for 50 cents at a garage sale. So let's hear what happens when they put their spin on the 1812 Overture. Here are the Swingle Singers with an excerpt from 1812. Peter Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, an excerpt anyway, as performed by the Swingle Singers. Hard for me to pick a favorite part of that, but I do love the guy in the back going, "Dee." The things you can do with your voice, right? Now, kids commuters, let's answer your Quizlet. All week we've been asking you this question: what is a radio flyer? Your hints: one of the top-selling toys of all time. It's fun for kids and useful for grown-ups. It's red and has wheels and a handle. The radio flyer is a wagon. Kids love to drag little things around in it as they play, maybe even ride them down hills. Grown-ups can pull kids along in them. The radio flyer was invented in the year 1917 and named after the two greatest inventions of the time, airplanes and radio. And in 1999, the radio flyer was added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. Okay, that does it for Randomizer Week, kids commuters. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Biro.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next week.